This weekend we're going to be praising God quite a bit, and that's going to be our practical. So we're going to do short teachings, and then we're going to apply it in worship and praise. Okay. I really felt that this weekend is that this is on God's agenda and His plan. The Lord, when we had the pastor summit end of last year, we felt God saying that this year is really a year of worship. And for us to come to where God is wanting to take us, we need to understand what it's about. So in this short session, I'm just going to quickly talk to you about praising God with understanding. There's a scripture that says that praise the Lord with understanding. This is critical. And for me, I'm just thinking... Some of the most special times of my life were the times when I was alone. I remember the times when I was a student and I'd just be in the presence of God. I would just be worshiping God in my room, on my knees. I would just be in the presence of God. And those were the times that changed my life. And both Sonic and I and quite a few of us in this church really have hearts for praising God, hearts for worship. But the most special, awesome times I've experienced in my life with the times when I would truly worship God, truly praise God from the heart. Why? Because praise and God's presence goes hand in hand. True praise will always be, you will find yourself in the presence of God. Okay, so this is what this weekend is about. True praise. We want to come to a place of true praise, for there the presence of God is. 2 Corinthians 3:17 to 18 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So this is about worship with freedom. So if we get into the presence of God, we're going to be set free. So that's what we want to, we're aiming at the presence of God. We want the presence of God. We are passionate about the presence of God. We need the presence of God. And it says unveiled face. I'm trusting that our eyes will be open to see God for who He really is. So we want God's presence. We want to be in God's presence. Question: where does God want to be? Where does God want to be? If He could choose a place on this earth, where does He want to go? Where does He want to be? Where He's wanted? Definitely. His manifest presence. Yes, He is everywhere. The presence of God is everywhere, but His manifest presence. Where does God want to be? In praise. Yes, but why? Think about this for yourself for a moment. Would you like to go someplace where you'd sort of just tolerated and sort of actually ignored? Would you want to be there? Say again? Yes, He wants to be with people, but a certain type of His people. It's like for me as a husband, I want to go home because my wife, she praises me. She tells me I'm the best. I'm the coolest pastor ever. So I want to be at home because she praises me. She tells me, "You're the man." And it doesn't matter what the other people are saying. For my wife, I am the man. And I don't care if it's true or not. It doesn't matter. But it's lucky to be at home. It's a place. I want to come home because there I am praised. So where does God want to be? He wants to be where people praise Him, where they realize who He truly is. You and I need to praise God with understanding, but we're not yet. I know I'm not completely, I'm just touching on it. But if you and I understand the glory of God, the greatness of God, the magnitude of God, if you and I click it and then we praise Him, she's very excited. She's already clapping stuff. But where does God want to be? He wants to be in the house of praise. And we need to trust God and say, "God, we that house. We your man, your woman, your family. We are that. We are the house of praise." But you can't praise God if you don't have understanding. It's like a game of rugby. Some of the ladies might not have a clue what's going on with the game. But the guys are sitting there and they know the intricacies. They were playing rugby when they were younger maybe. And they know what it took to score that try. So if you understand it and they dive over the try line, there's a response from the male in front of the TV. Okay? Because they understand what it actually, but the ladies thinking, oh, please, man, this is a stupid ball. Okay, but look at this. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Yay! Woo! All you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. Know that the Lord, know that the Lord, know that the Lord. Realize who is He. Understand His magnitude. And you will, something will change. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His gates. Enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful, for the Lord is good. So why praise? Because it brings us into the presence of God. Okay, so this is critical. So many of us says, oh, I want to experience God's presence. I want to be healed. I want to be free. What do you need? You need to praise Him. But for who He truly is, praise Him. The understanding of His greatness will set us free. We cannot praise God without understanding. If you don't understand who He truly is, our praise will be powerless. Our praise will be ineffective. We'll be just singing songs. And I don't know, but I want us to worship God. Another scripture, Psalm 47, verse 1 to 8. It says, oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Right, put your hands together. Thank you very much. Yes, clap your hands, all you peoples, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. Yeah! For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us, the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us. And the next slide, it goes on. God has gone up with a shout. We're going to get to that. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. If we get this, you will not be able to contain yourself. So I want to sketch you a picture. Right. Very quickly, split all the chairs this way. And everybody stand. Make space in the middle. Sit on the sides. Take your chair and make a few rows on the side. I want to quickly sketch you a scenario. Okay. Okay, guys, you are the crowd. I want to sketch this for you. This is 2010. What happens in 2010? Huh? Come. Okay. This is good news. Bafana is playing this year in the World Cup. This is big. This is massive. You are Bafana. Okay. You are the South African crowd, okay? And this is really good news. Bafana beat Mexico in the World Cup opener, and they went on. The world couldn't believe it, but they won, and they won again, and they won again, and they won again. And they found themselves. This is a miracle. The Christians prayed. And then they found themselves in the World Cup final. How do you feel about that? Come on. Okay. And every year, and contrary to what anybody expected, they were playing against England in the final. And it went down to the wire. Okay. Now this is our main striker, dude. What's your name?
Benny McCarthy.
I see. Okay. How do we feel about Benny? He's the man. Come on. Okay. Yeah. Woo. Okay. So give you some background before we get into this whole thing. Why do we clap our hands when it comes to sport? To cheer them on. To make a noise. We clap our hands when our Benny McCarthy jog onto the field. Give him a hand. Okay, because Benny is the man. Benny is the man. Let's do it again. Yay! He says not good enough. Try again. Okay. And so, Benny, his first half, he takes the ball and score for us. Woo! Okay, and so it is halftime, and the crowd is excited. This is our game, so we do a wave. What? And then what do we sing? What do we sing? Come, sing. Why are we singing? Yeah, aren't we winning? That's all about winning then. And why are we doing the Mexican wave? When? We only do the Mexican wave when we are winning. Ever been to the cricket? When we're miserable, we're all like, ugh. And when we're winning, we're excited and we're going for it. Okay, so anyway, so England scores another goal. Final score, 1-1. So it's penalty shootout. Okay, so we have 3 billion people watching this game. You are on the side there. How do you feel about that? Okay, and so we are down 4-4. No. We're down 4-4. And the English guy comes to Wayne Rooney. Boo! And Wayne Rooney comes in for the kick, and he misses, and we all cheer. Yes, he misses. Yay. Okay, and now Benny McCarthy is the last one for all. If he gets this, this is us. I got the right guys here. Okay, hold on. Okay, guys, I want you to see this now. World Cup soccer final, the biggest sporting event in the history of Africa. South Africa is there. Benny is there. You're with him. Benny. Okay. So if he gets this goal, what will your response be? That's what we're going to check now. How excited can you be for the biggest event in sporting history? It's Benny and it's some English guy. I want a response now, people. Sorry. And he scores! Yeah! 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 Come on! No, man, it's a flow response. Okay, we're going to do it once more. That was flow. You will. I want clapping. I want waves. I want victory shouts. This is massive. Massive. Okay. I want high fives. I want running around. I want diving on the floor. everything. Okay, Benny, all over to you. Come on, it's the moment. Yeah! 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 Okay, guys, put your chairs back. Thank you very much. Okay, now everybody is awake. I'm going to explain now what was the whole point. Okay, let me bring it home to you. In the world, when Graham Smith hit his 100 and he walks off the field, everybody stands up, standing ovation. What does it mean? We're praising you. We're praising. Brilliance. We're praising him, saying, awesome. Who is the man? Okay? I mean, the people shout and they do vuvuzela stuff like Reese does when there's nobody else in the crowds. He's there. And he vuvuzela. When we can take it through all of sport, we can take it, say, Olympics, gymnastics, and the lady gets there 10, 10, 10, 10, and 10. And everybody cheers. Wow. Awesome. Well done. You did brilliantly. And so we can go through sport and through how we as humans respond to greatness according to man's standards. And then we come to church. And we are praising the Almighty. I mean, the one who has done beyond anything that anybody has ever done. The one who is greater. The one that designed you, put you together. The one who gave you life. And then we... Think about it. We shout at the rugby. We shout at the ballet. Maybe not. <Woo-hoo>. Because we're showering praise, we do a standing ovation, and we say, well done. This is awesome. Now, what should our response be when it comes to what God has done for us on the cross? I know it sounds like heavy, but it's not heavy. It is like, just get it, just click it. Clapping hands is showering praise. Shouting is, we won. We've done it. We're in with the winning team. My team has won. But why is it when we come to church, we like... I mean, wave. We do waves at the cricket. So why is it so hard to do this at church? Come on. Break out. Break out and say, wow, God, you're amazing. That's what this means. When we're lifting our hands, we're showering praise on the Almighty God and say, God, you're amazing. And you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy. We're going to get there tomorrow when King David dancing before the Lord. But our God is worthy. Would you agree? He is worthy. We shouldn't come to church and be religious. If you can do a big shout or vuvuzela there at the cricket or soccer, it should be tenfold in church. It should be. What do you think? I say definitely. The greater the understanding we have of the greatness of God, the more extravagant our worship and praise will be. If you click at what he has done, you're going to say, praise you, God. You're awesome. Clapping our hands. Shouting to God. And when we understand the greatness of God, then our praise will be meaningful. Currently, it's still singing songs for all of us, but it shouldn't be. When we are singing, when we're looking at those words, we should say, it is. Our God reigns. Our God is awesome. Because something happens when you and I start praising God with nothing held back. We open the gates of heaven and our God steps in. He steps onto the scene. And that's why we need to break out of this religious mold and say, God, we want to be free. I want to dance for you, Lord. I want to shout. Victory shout. It says, for God has gone up with a shout. That means when you shout, God moves. When you praise Him, He acts. There's a partnership of praise. There's a connection. God is standing on the other side of the door and is saying, I'm waiting for you. Just praise me for who I am and I'll move. Then I can move. You empower me to access the earthly realm and I can act. I can move. When we praise Him, when we exalt Him, when we magnify Him, when we forget about our fear of man and what people are thinking, we're saying, God, you're awesome. Hallelujah. I remember this word hallelujah, it means to shine praise on God. Yah, being God, hallelujah, shining praise on God. And it's amazing, Reinhard Bonkers tells a story, there's a guy, I'm ending off with this. This guy, he was a witch doctor, and he, in Nigeria, he came against the crusade where Reinhard Bonkers and the people were. They say 1 million people there. And this guy came to curse Reinhard Bonkers. And he says that as he came, he could see into the spirit realm as he came, and he would curse him. And then he'd say he could see in the spirit realm, he was cursing him, and these balls of fire were in the spirit realm now moving towards Reinhard. And then Reinhard would say, hallelujah! And then the fire would just... Sorry. It would just... The fire, these balls of fire would just fall apart, would just splatter. It couldn't come near because as he said, hallelujah, then the power of God would move forth and destroy every assignment of the enemy that came against him. There's unbelievable power in it. But you know what we do when we're down? We don't want to praise God. But when you're down, you should be praising God because then God moves, then God acts. I remember quite a few times when we were in Cape Town, I would just be struggling, like really struggling, it felt like a demon was sitting on my back. It's like a heaviness on my shoulders, a depression almost. I'd be praying for days and I couldn't get breakthrough. And I stepped into church on Sunday evening, second song, I'm free. A praising church. There's liberty in that house. A house of praise. God wants to be there. So I want to encourage us. This is a worship with freedom weekend. It's time to say, God, Graham Smith is cool and everything, but come on. You are awesome. Benny McCarthy, sorry, man. Our God is amazing. Now, see, look at the scriptures. I'm ending off with it. But there's power in praising God. Revelation 19, verse 1. The partnership of praise. It says, after these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, this is what we're going to be doing in heaven. And they're saying, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, they're saying, hallelujah. Thousands, millions, salvation. And glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. Verse 3. Again they said, alleluia. Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures, they fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne saying, amen. Hallelujah. And then verse 6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thundering saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. We can praise Him. If we would praise Him with our whole hearts, we will experience His presence like never before. As we praise Him, the gates of heaven open. As we praise Him, we exalt Him over our lives and He comes and moves in our midst. But then we need to praise Him for who He is. Understanding. Praise with understanding. And so I want to pray for us. Say, God, show us. Reveal Yourself to us that we may know how awesome You are. You are worthy. Let's stand. Holy God, we thank You. Thank You, Lord God, that we can know that our God has gone up with a shout. Our God has moved forth as we shouted, as we praised Him. And so, God, we bless Your name. Who is there like You, O God? Who is there like You, O God? We exalt Thee. We are astounded at Your glory. You are worthy. You are awesome. You gave us life. You saved us when we were lost. You have vanquished the opposing team. You have vanquished our enemies and given us the victory. And so, God, we bless You for this in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we pray that You'll open our eyes to see. And so we pray that You'll help us and guide us and lead us to become a house of praise, a praising people in Jesus' mighty name.